This is Dr. Oliveros dictating on a patient by the name of Susan Bates. The last name is B like in boy, A-T-E-S, first name, S-U-S-A-N. This is the clinical case of a 82-year-old white female patient of Dr. Saint St. Flair, F-L-E-U-R, who is referred to this office because of the presence of the CKD stage 3A. The patient had laboratory workup that was done on July the 1st of 2024, in which the serum electrolytes are within normal limits. The potassium was 4.2. The creatinine 1, the BUN is 19, and the estimated GFR is 53 mLs per minute. Unfortunately, I don't have the protein creatinine ratio, and I don't have microalbumin creatinine ratio, which I am going to order. We will give a follow-up to this CKD stage 3A. Number two, the patient was admitted to a hospital because of a uncontrolled hypertension, and this is like a year ago, according to the information. But I know that on April of 2024, the patient had a stent in the right renal artery. The patient had the Doppler ultrasound velocity of more than 220 cm per second. A stent that was placed by Dr. Chimchak, S-H-I-M-S-H-A-K. Had to be angioplasty later on. Lately, the blood pressure has been under better control, and she says that she has blood pressure readings between 120 and 130 systolic, and the diastolic between 60 and 70, period. In the past, there is a history of salt intake that was increased. And also, we have to keep in mind that this patient has severe hyperlipidemia that has been addressed. The blood pressure is under better control. We are going to monitor the blood pressure as well as the kidney function, and follow the patient along with the primary physician as well as the cardiologist. Following number, hyperlipidemia. This hyperlipidemia has been approached with the administration of Repatha, R-E-P-A-T-H-A, so every 2 weeks. The total cholesterol is 104, the LDL is 32, the HDL is 49, and the triglycerides are 112. Following number, peripheral vascular disease, that is not symptomatic at the present time, and the patient says that after she quit smoking and started to treat the cholesterol, things are getting better. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease without esophagitis. Following number, atherosclerotic heart disease, she follows with the cardiologist, Dr. Sankar. following over osteoporosis. We are going to reevaluate this case in a couple of months with laboratory workup. Thanks a lot for the kind referral. I spent 20 minutes reading the referral in the face-to-face 30 minutes and in the documentation 10 minutes.